A special welcome to our guest on the show this morning. We call him Dr. Paws, a.k.a. Clint, or Dr. Clint Alston. Thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
Good morning.
And thanks for all the beautiful gifts. Ripley and the cats are going to love it, Bayopet. Thank you so, so much. This dog has too many toys and gifts now, but it's the most spoiled puppy on the planet.
What kind of puppy are we talking
about? Weimaraner. Little 14, good. 15 weeks.
So we're quite busy, are we?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, we're very, very, very busy.
It's a very big Weimaraner.
It's a, yes, a very
it's,
big.
It's an how outsized.
It grows every hour.
Okay, as puppies do.
Yeah, but alarmingly so. That I'm not 100% sure if there may be a bit of, what do you call the big dogs?
A great Dane. That's my theory.
It's entirely possible.
It's going to be a great Weimaraner.
Let me see your shoes. Do they have any holes in them?
Yes. These are the only ones that I have left that I can still wear. I
put them up on puppy ownership.
I know, right? Okay, first question. Why don't they make puppy toys in the shape of shoes? Boom.
Mic drop. I have no
idea. Mic drop. And it leaves them. Think about it.
Done.
Get them toys that are made like shoes.
Hou op om hierdie business ideas op die lug te sê. Stupid.
Bayopet. I'm going to register that idea. Good doctor. Let me start and open a question for you. Okay, so obviously you practice in Johannesburg. Just meet you a little bit.
I don't practice.
You don't practice.
I work for a pharmaceutical company. I work for Bayer.
I'm head of
clinical development and regulatory affairs there. So we develop new products for farm and companion animals. But I did spend 8 years in private practice in the Johannesburg area, mainly in companion animal and equine practice.
Okay, all right, with horses and stuff. And
horses
pets.
And stuff, yes.
Horses and things. I saw, that's a conversation for another time. Let's just get back to that for a moment. Let's start with this. I've been dying to ask you this. So Ripley is the Weimaraner, right? So now I also have chickens.
You have chickens?
Yes.
You're on a farm?
No.
No?
Not.
In a he complex. Is not on a farm. He lives in a complex.
I was checking my headphones. Yeah. Sorry, you have chicken.
Yes. Okay. I live in a cluster. I'm those people.
That's your neighbors must love you. Is it a rooster or?
No, hens. No, they're hens.
Hens as in plural?
Yes, hens and not on a farm. And so the one hen likes coming into the house and eats the chicken, the cat's food.
Uh-huh.
But
I
when
can't
it
wait to hear where this is going.
Yes, so when it comes into the house, it leaves little gifts behind as it goes, right? But now here's the thing. So when I turn around to go and get some paper and stuff to wipe up the chicken poo, and I come back, it's gone.
Magically, right?
The puppy, sorry people eating breakfast right now, but the puppy likes licking up the chicken poo, which is a bit of a conundrum for me.
Does
because
it give him good morning breath?
Oh! which is disgusting, but at the same time convenient. Because think about it. I don't have to clean it up.
I know, right?
Should I be concerned?
Yeah, chicken poop is, well, any poop is not terribly healthy for them. It's a bad habit, which some dogs maintain all the way into adulthood, and there's a number of cures. If they're eating their own poop, I've heard people prescribe pineapple, put pineapple in their food, because apparently that tastes terrible. Yes, really. And the other one I've heard is squeeze dishwashing liquid all over the fresh poos, because everybody wants to do that first thing in the morning. And that doesn't taste great either. So maybe put a dollop of dish soap on the chicken poos. But, he's pretty quick. From a health point of view, I don't know how often you're deworming your chickens. But eating poo is probably chronically never too much of a good idea.
No.
How is Ripley's health otherwise?
No, fine. It hasn't slowed her down. Put it that much. Okay, another question coming in quickly this morning. Listen, we're going to pepper you with questions.
No, that's okay.
You're not here for a long time, but you're here for a good time. So we're going to...
I have a 17-year-old Jack Russell Cross. Still runs around, still drinks, still eats, still does everything any normal dog does. But she just cannot pick up weight. She started losing weight a couple of months ago, but she's continuously losing weight. Any advice as to how I can get her to stop?
Wow, okay. 17 years old, dog that age, my first concern would be chronic renal failure, right? So at that age, the kidneys start to take a bit of strain, and they start to lose a lot of protein through their kidneys. So it's difficult for these dogs to put on weight and to maintain weight, first of all. So you didn't mention your name, but I'd suggest you go and see your veterinarian. Let's have some blood tests done, get a good workup done by your vet, and they'll be able to recommend some diet and some supportive therapy from there.
17.
17.
For a Jack Russell, that's quite old, isn't it?
Look, for small breed dogs, your small breed dogs live a fair amount longer than the large breed dogs. So it's not unusual to get these small breed dogs living to, I mean, that's old, right, for any dog.
Yeah.
But it's not unusual.
So the next question, let's hear.
Môre Martin, dis Rika. Ons het 'n Scottish Terrier wat so 7 jaar oud is en sy het oor die laaste paar jaar redelik gewig opgetel, maar sy is 'n bietjie depressed. Enige rede wat dit kan veroorsaak?
7-year-old Scottish Terrier. I also have a plus-sized cat. So yeah, it happens. What's the best advice?
Sjoe, goeiemôre Rika. Dis nogal 'n redelike moeilike vraag. Honde kan vir verskeie redes gewig optel, gewoonlik omdat hulle verkeerde kos eet.
Okay.
So, mense kos is nie goed vir honde nie, nommer 1 en nommer 2, ek dink ons voer ons honde heeltemal te veel kos.
Okay.
We tend to sort of look at our own eating habits and decide that's a good idea for our dog. So, Rika, gaan besoek asseblief die naaste veearts, baie van hulle kan jou help met voedsel, gewigsverliesprogramme, daar is baie behandelingsopties.
Beskikbaar.
Is altyd 'n goeie idee om jy vir jou bietjie gaan kyk en daaroor te praat en vir al 'n goeie dieet in die hande te kry vir jou hond.
You know what, here's the thing though, I think a lot of people feel bad for the pets and then they feed them.
Mm.
Like my mother is like that, the dog always, she's always worried about the dog because the dog's not eating and I'm like, trust me, the dog is eating. It's eating everything.
Yeah.
But you know, die hond eet nie. Hy eet nie. Nog voer. You said they're mense kos. I think that's a huge misperception. Mm. People think that the dog can just eat whatever we eat.
Correct. Let's, I mean, let's talk
and that's
about
not,
that a
that's
bit.
Not true.
No, it's not. I heard stories of prime meat being stolen.
Yes, over the weekend.
Yes,
Stitch,
yes,
if you're listening. Yeah.
So, human food is just too rich for animals, right? The nutrient compositions are all wrong. And also, depending on what kind of breed you've got, particularly as puppies, the right nutrition is absolutely essential. So, larger breed puppies, i.e. Ripley, and your dogs bigger than that, have got a completely different calcium and phosphorus requirement. So, the ratio is completely inverted to, let's say, a small breed dog. So, really important, go and visit your vet and get the right advice there.
Get the dog food for the dog. Keep the human feed for yourself. Got a caller on the line, her name is it Lisa of Lezay. Goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre Martin en Span. Môre Dr. Pauls, ek is Lisa.
Lisa, wat se vraag het jy vir Dr. Pauls?
Ek is 30 weke swanger en ek het 2 spaniels. Nou, een spaniel is fijn. Nou, een spaniel is nou onlangs in huis begin wors. So, hy het gepotty train van babietjie af, so is nou 3. En mense vat het as het gevolg van my swangerskap. Is dit so en wat die mens in so geval?
Can the dog sense that you're pregnant and changes behavior?
It kan dalk, yes.
What?
Ja, so honde, vooral en katte vooral, maar honde kan ook stress optel. So baie keer as iets in hulle omgeving verander, kan het ook hulle
gedrag.
Hulle eie gedrag verander ook. And one of the, and I'm switching to English now, my Afrikaanse woorde vir die week is al klaar op.
Het baie goed gedoen hoor.
Nee, baie dankie. So, what happens is inappropriate elimination. So in other words, dogs and cats that are either urinating or defecating in the house where they never have done that before is often a sign of stress or anxiety for whatever reason. But before we go diagnosing stress and anxiety, we need to go and rule out a couple of other issues. So is there any kind of illness? Is there any kind of incontinence? Is there possibly a bowel infection which is causing the dog to need to go more frequently and they just can't get out quickly enough? Does that, can you for my say, is it normal stoelgang? Is there a bit diarrhea?
Nee,
dis normaal. Dis net 'n onderhoud van vloek. Oh. So, alsjeblief, begin net 'n bietjie vir jou gaan praat. Kom ons doen net 'n bietjie van 'n health check daar. Let's rule out some other possible diseases. En kom ons sien, jy het gesê jy is nou swanger. Is daar enige iets anders in die omgewing wat nou verander het? You haven't kicked your husband out of the bed. I've got a new husband in.
Nee, glad.
Okay.
So. That'll stress the dog out.
Yes.
Don't do that. Lisa, so it's gonna paar goed wees, but yeah, you may be right. Maybe it's also sensing a change in you, but it also could be something physiological. So good luck there. Thank you so much for your call.
Good morning, everybody.
Let's wake these people up.
Gotta wake up to
breakfast with Martin Bester. Giving you a fun way to wake up.
Gotta wake up.
Jacaranda FM.